This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. We are on the home stretch. But Macca,
you know, you are listening to Saturday Magazine, because imagine if you thought you were listening to something else and you got us. How would that be? It'd be pretty shocking.
Our next guest, of course, this morning is Megan Williams, who's the brand new president of Globe. Good morning to you, Megan.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Very, very happy to have you here on air this morning. Now, Megan, first of all, congratulations on your appointment as president. When did that happen? When did that take effect?
I've been in the role formally since June last year.
Oh, really?
COVID.
It's COVID.
Yeah, it's COVID time. So I've been in the role for about 18 months now. But again, we'll just put 2020 aside for the moment. I'm just happy to be here talking about 2021 with you.
Well, perhaps we've had somebody stand in for you on your behalf, because I think we have had Globe on in the last 12 months, and it wasn't you, Megan. It was a gentleman.
It was an imposter.
No, do you know who that would have been? No. That would have been our wonderful vice president of events at the time, Brad Lowry.
So yeah, it was
last
actually.
Year.
It was.
There you go.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah,
it
he's was. He and the team and I worked very closely on last year's awards event, so that probably we would have been speaking with him.
Now, Megan, we've got the next set of community awards coming up. Tell us all about those.
We do. Oh, thanks. I'm so excited to talk about this. So where should we start? I think we'll start with the big announcement, which is nominations are open right now. That's probably the most pressing announcement to make. We have 12 award categories in which we are looking for nominations for individuals and community organisations who do wonderful work to support and unite our LGBTIQ communities across a number of areas like health, business, arts, volunteers, advocacy, all of those things.
So, including media, because Macca and I have once been nominated, haven't we, Macca?
Yes.
Actually, we didn't get it. There's something. Why didn't we?
Macca thinks it was rigged.
I think it was rigged. No, I don't at all.
but yeah, you're right. So we absolutely do have a Media Excellence of the Year Award. So maybe, you know, there's still time to get your nomination in for this year, if that if interests you. So we've got a number of award categories open. The nominations are open until Monday the 16th of August, so just this coming Monday. So we really want to encourage as much participation as possible. So that's probably the first... Oh, yes.
So I was going to ask you, Megan, if you're nominating someone, what do you need to do?
You can go to our website, which is globevictoria.com.au. There's a whole section on our awards program, and you'll see links to that will take you through to the nomination system. We've also uploaded some helpful resources to help you write, and you know, tips and tricks for writing that nomination as well. So all the information will be on the website there.
Sounds good.
So all the different categories, and you know, which is it actually covers all the fields of endeavour that we actually want to recognise in our in our community. What's the one is your favourite? one do you watch the most closely? Is there one?
Well, all of the awards. I love all of the awards equally, like I love all of my children equally. but actually something that we're really proud of in 2021 is we have a new award category that we're launching this year, and that's the Transgender Inclusion Award, and that one's going to be presented by NAB. And this award is really for businesses who champion equity for sexually diverse and gender diverse people in the workplace. So I'm really, I'm really passionate about creating space and different to be able to hear different voices and to be able to learn about different perspectives and experiences. So I think this inclusion award is a really wonderful addition to the list of awards that we've got.
Wonderful.
So that's the one that I'm really excited about.
Wonderful, wonderful. So Megan, one of our listeners actually asked the question: how do you decide who wins an award? What's the process for that?
Yeah.
So we
judges, judges, and
Macca wants to know who he needs to bribe.
Oh, I see. Well, we've got some wonderful judges, independent judges, who are helping us with assessing our nominations this year. We have, including Chilo Curtis. We've actually got two previous LGBTI Person of the Year winners who are also on the panel, so Dr. Judy Tang and Jeremy Wiggins.
Oh, wonderful.
We also have an Ange Barry from Joy Family.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh.
She's
completely incorruptible. Give me another name.
We've got Matt Hastings from ANZ, who's one of our corporate members,
yep.
And we have the wonderful Sally Goldner, who is rounding out our judging panel for 2021.
So that sounds like an incredibly strong panel. Well done. Well done in pulling
100%.
That together. Now, I was going to also ask you, ordinarily you have a big gala event to announce these awards,
uh-huh.
and both Macca and I have been to numerous of those, and we've always enjoyed them. What happens in the context of COVID? How do you manage all of that?
Yep, that's an excellent question. So I guess just the context, what we did last year for 2020 was held our events entirely virtual for the first time in the awards history. And considering the circumstances that we were in, it was hugely successful. What we have learned from the feedback from our wonderful members is that we're all desperate to be back in person. So this year we are planning for an in-person event, so save the date, which is Friday the 15th of October.
Yeah.
Of course, we are working very closely with our venue partners to be able to ensure that we're following all the COVID-safe protocols, and we'll obviously be following the guidance around what is possible, what is right for our communities, and what ensures that we have a safe celebration. So at this point we are planning for an in-person event. We're going back to the Plaza Ballroom, which we had the last time we were there was 2019. It's a beautiful space in the CBD there.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so we are really, really hopeful that we are able to have it in person. And if we can't have it in person on that date, we'll look for an alternative date. But put it in your calendars. We're going to be selling tickets soon. So again, I'd be asking all of your listeners to follow us on the socials and subscribe to our newsletter so that you're up to date with all of the most relevant information so you know what's going on.
Megan, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's really great to hear from you. If any of our listeners wish to nominate somebody, just jump online, globevictoria.com.au.
Or is it .org?
Is it? Okay.
I don't know.
Globe Victoria, you'll find it.
globevictoria.com.au.
There we go. And, of course, save the date, 15th of August. Be there or be square.
No, 15th
of October, my friend.
15th of October.
Oh, dear, I got that wrong. I've got everything wrong this year.
Yeah. But you've only got till Monday.
Nominations close on the 16th of August. I've confused you.
It's all right, he's easily confused.
Megan, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All the best, and
thanks
we look
so
forward to seeing you again.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.